truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. Hino will start introducing a new emergency stop system in some of its coaches sold in overseas markets this year. Known as the Emergency Driving Stop System, or EDSS, it's been designed to help the driver, another crew member, or potentially even a passenger, bring the vehicle to stop should the driver become incapacitated by sudden illness or another cause. Being introduced first in Hino's S-Eliga large sightseeing coaches in coming months, the system is said to be a world first for commercial vehicles. Hino telling us their customers have been asking for such a system to be made available and comes after a number of accidents in recent times involving buses with incapacitated drivers at the controls. The system includes an emergency stop switch located at the driver's seat. Other switches can be placed in the main cabin above the passenger seats. A senior Daimler truck and bus executive has taken a swipe at Tesla over the electric vehicle manufacturer's reservation system. Tesla's asking potential purchasers of its electric drive trucks to put down reservations when they place an order. Known as customer reservations, the funds are then used to help the allegedly cash-strapped business to produce its products, including its all-electric prime mover. So far, about 450 reservations for the Tesla offering have been received, including from major transport players such as FedEx and UPS, as well as brewing giants Anheuser-Busch. Rivals Nikola Motor Company recently confirmed they would never take customer money before being able to deliver a vehicle in return. Now Martin Dorm, head of Daimler's truck and bus divisions, has made a similar commitment at the unveiling of a couple of new electric Freightliner models in the US. Bloomberg's quoted Mr. Dorm as saying Daimler doesn't need customer money up front to make something a reality. He says, "We don't need the down payments to finance our investments." That probably wouldn't have gone down too well with Elon Musk. Improved safety is being promised with the introduction of new driver support systems working around Volvo Trucks' dynamic steering system. Confirmed by Volvo Group Australia, the new systems include Volvo Stability Assist and Volvo Lane Keep Assist. And we'll start to see the functions on locally produced Volvo trucks from November this year. Stability Control, a system that helps improve traction, particularly on wet roads, has now been mandated in Australia. While Volvo trucks tell us the lane departure warning system will also help drivers stay alert and safely between the paint. It'd be a great time to be selling new trucks in Australia, with month after month of strong sales volume increases. As reported, May 2018 was another fantastic month for the industry, with 3,913 sales recorded, a total that was not only a record for the month, but a total up nearly 21% on the same month last year. Across the first 5 months of the year, new truck and heavy commercial vehicle sales in Australia have increased 21.9%, and the demand for new trucks is being felt across light duty, medium duty, and heavy duty segments, a situation that's seeing almost all the different brands competing in Australia enjoying the boom times. Truck Industry Council President Phil Taylor telling heavyvehicles.com.au that another good result in June will see a new record set across the first half of a calendar year. He says June is typically a strong month for truck sales as we reach the end of the financial year. The signs are all positive that we'll reach the halfway point of the year with the result that will rewrite the history books for heavy vehicle sales in Australia. The truck manufacturing industry is alive and growing in 2018, and now one of the key players has taken out a respected manufacturing award. PACCAR Australia, local manufacturer of Kenworth and DAF trucks, has been named a winner of a Victorian Manufacturing Hall of Fame award. The vehicle manufacturer being rewarded for a third time by the Victorian government for its leadership in workforce skills, particularly investment in boosting the skills of workers. And PACCAR Australia employs more than 1,100 people directly in Australia, while the local manufacturing of trucks creates many more jobs among roughly 70 Australian companies supplying the business with components and other services. Other manufacturers building trucks in Australia include Iveco and the Volvo Group, including Volvo and Mack. And Novabus has won a five-year supply contract with a major transport provider in Quebec, Canada. The Volvo-owned Canadian bus manufacturer produces diesel-powered, CNG-powered, hybrid and fully electric metro buses for North American markets. This new order, though, is the biggest received by Novabus yet. The order covers 497 LFS hybrid electric vehicles. All will be delivered to the Quebec Transport Association between 2020 and 2024. The Novabus LFS HEV is a 40-foot bus that seats up to 41 people. It's powered by a 6.7-litre Cummins engine producing 280 horsepower, and mated to that diesel engine is an electric motor that does most of the work during low-speed driving, such as when the bus is in stop-start traffic conditions. And Nova tell us the hybrid setup helps reduce fuel consumption by around 30%.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Noticed all the light commercial vehicles on the roads today? Well, we figured this booming segment of the market needed a new focus. Ute and Van Guide provides unbiased reviews of new utes and vans available on the Australian market. We drive and use these vehicles as they were intended to ensure you get the best information and opinions based on real-world experience before you decide which new ute or van to purchase. And stay up to date with the latest commercial vehicle news too at uteandvanguide.com.au.